Great. So, Paul, thank you for speaking with me today about your experience during the pandemic. My first question is, how has your life changed since, well, a full year ago now, since March, as a result of this pandemic?
I've been doing pretty good, and keeping an eye on my family. Everybody's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have got their shots already.
That's great.
I went down Thursday to get my shot and had to reschedule because their computer went. And I had to be scheduled for Friday.
Oh.
So I went down Friday, finally got my first one, and I go back next month to
Going
get my second
month.
One on the 8th. And other than that, I've been keep in touch with my friend over here.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing each other a lot when it comes to here, or food bank, or another one.
And yeah.
Other than that, we've just been talking to our friends, making sure they're okay and being safe.
That's great.
And my other friend, she's 72, and she finally got hers on a Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like everybody. Everybody's mm-hmm. trying to get in, but
it's been really challenging for you to just like, it's been difficult to kind of get one and get an appointment?
Yeah, I don't have a computer and I don't have a smartphone.
Got it, okay.
So I have my sister-in-law finally got me on there.
Wow.
And she said, you gotta go, it's at 9:10.
Yeah.
So I went down and what happened, the computer went and they had six people on the same day on 8 o'clock.
Wow.
So they had to get the thing started and reschedule.
They had to reschedule?
Yeah, we had to reschedule. So I had to go Friday at 10 after 9
mm-hmm.
in the morning. Friday got my first one and other than that, and talking to everybody over there, a lot of them are doing good and a lot of them are getting their second shot.
Sure.
And like I said, my family's doing good. Everybody's gotten theirs.
Gotcha.
And neighbors are getting theirs. Talking to a lot of people. You been getting yours?
I actually did. I got my first one and I'm getting my next one, I think next week. But I hear you. It's, you know, my parents are having difficulty getting one too. So
it's hard because
it's, hard.
It's on a computer. As soon as there's an opening, you've got to get it. Then somebody's going to take it away.
It's so quick. And then I can't, you know, if you don't have a computer, right? Like that just is so. So were you able to call anybody, like any of the state centers or anything or?
I tried CVS. Of course, CVS, they gave me the phone number.
Okay.
I was talking to a guy sitting at the table in the store.
Okay.
He gave me the phone number. So I gave him a call and had a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they told me you can't do it that. You have to
you
do it on a computer. I said, then why'd you give me a phone number where I have to do it on a computer? And I don't have one.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
But we, my sister-in-law did the same thing. She
mm-hmm.
got a phone number, and she had a hard time, too.
Wow.
And they said to her, you got to go on the computer. But if you get on the computer, they go as fast as you can blink an eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I made out pretty good.
Yeah. How did you get to the appointment and everything? Were you able to, was it a long drive? Or
No, I had to go to Glassbar.
Okay.
I had to go up there by the college.
Mm-hmm.
Up there on 322 and 55.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went there.
Okay, so
they had it outside the tent, and it was a windy day.
Ugh, but it was cold.
I thought I was going to be like a kite the way, because we were in line.
Were you outside in line?
Outside in line. They had a tent we had in lines.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind's coming this way.
It's been a windy March. It's so cold out. Oh, my goodness.
That wind was strong. The girl behind me, she's like, it's all open up. What are you going
to
do?
Right. But I'm really glad to hear you were able to get the shot and that you got another one coming up.
And couple of weeks or so.
Coming up.
Want it going?
I hope that
your second one pretty soon?
Getting it pretty soon. So I'm with you. I hope it goes well.
Yeah,
and I hope, you know.
I hope it does well to you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And just be safe, that's all.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you just one more question about, you know, who have you been able to really rely on during this time for support? Just as you've like experienced this really difficult year.
My friend, she's been getting with me a lot. Back mm-hmm. on down and get it.
Yeah.
But she knows I don't have a computer, and she had a hard time like I did, but she finally got in. And I'm going to give her a call today, and I'm going to let her know I got one.
That's
just
so
for here, she can relax.
So she can relax.
Yeah, she won't have to pick on me.
Yeah.
She told me if I don't, she's going to get on me.
Well, those are the best kind of friends, right?
Yeah. She's been pretty good. She's been ready to get, making sure I did it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give her a call today and say, great. Hey, I got it.
It's happening.
Just so she can relax.
I'm really glad to hear that. Well, thank you for your time. I'm going to go ahead and
welcome.
Stop that.